Yeah, we just turned the ball over too many times to win. Got to give them credit. They played well on defense. Had a good plan, but you know, we had a lot of chance to execute and didn't do it. Put our defense in a tough spot a couple times, and that's why we're our season's over.
Aaron, do you think the bye week worked against you?
No.
Especially not playing in week 17.
No.
Aaron, how do you evaluate the season? 15-1 franchise record and all that.
Yeah, disappointing. You know, we play to win championships, so you know, you win a championship and have kind of the top of the mountain, then you forget kind of how bad this feeling is. Had it after the 2009 season, we lost to Arizona. It sucks. This team, this organization, this fan base expects championships. Yeah, we had a championship caliber regular season and didn't play well today.
What were the Giants doing defensively that forced you to run for so many first downs and didn't seem like anyone was open?
Just covering guys and kind of condensing the pocket a little bit. You know, when you play that much man coverage, you don't have a guy assigned to me. You know, if nobody's open, I'm going to try and extend the play. And for whatever reason, you know, that happened more than usual tonight. Tried to make the most of it. Ran for a few first downs. Not something I was thinking was going to happen, and maybe as much going in the game, but their, you know, high volume of man coverage kind of dictated that.
Aaron, three fumbles, at least a half dozen drops. The guys let you down tonight.
I don't really appreciate that question. I mean, I don't know how to answer that question, to be honest with you. But, yeah, we all didn't play our best game. You know, personally, I didn't play as well as I did. I had a good week of practice. Felt like I was prepared and missed a couple throws. So.
What was the feeling after the Hail Mary? I mean, it was a competitive first half player, how you played. And then all of a sudden the Hail Mary just comes out.
Yeah, I mean, going in the half 13-10, getting the ball. A little different feeling going in down 20-10. You know, it's one of those crazy, fluky plays. Gave them a lot of momentum and made a two-score game, which is big going into halftime on the road. So it was disappointing.
Aaron, early in the fourth quarter there on that third down, the play to Jermichael. Did he stop his route? Did you not put the ball where you wanted to?
I missed my spot maybe a little bit, but I'll have to go back and look at the film, see what happened. Oh, it's real. I mean, we got beat by a team to play better tonight. So, you know, that's the reality of this league. Been in for a while. Been to the playoffs four times, and three times you lose your last game, you go home, and then the one time you have that euphoric feeling that you keep fighting for. So, it's tough. Didn't think it was going to end tonight. Felt good about our chances. Felt good about our team. You know, personally didn't play as well as I wanted to, and disappointing because every year is unique to itself and different guys, different opportunities. You know, just the relationships that we have in the locker room with those guys and those coaches, you just know that, you know, it's going to be a new team next year. So that's probably the most disappointing thing is to stand in there and know that this is probably your last time together with these guys.
On your fumble, did you see how open Greg got?
Yes.
Derek, for whatever reason, do you feel like you were just, it was out of sync or out of rhythm tonight?
I feel like we had pretty good rhythm, you know, but, you know, moved the ball pretty effectively. We just had some drops and then had, you know, some uncharacteristic turnovers. I felt, you know, I think our third down was 50%, so we, you know, converted pretty well on that, but we just had some chances and didn't make the most of them.
Was there cover to the taking away the deep stuff?
I think that was probably part of their game plan. They wanted to keep everything in front of them, but they played more one high tonight with their man coverage, and yeah, we just didn't make enough plays.
Were there plays when you thought, all right, we're going to get this thing going now, we're going to get it clicking, and then it just didn't continue?
Well, I mean, it was tough sledding there for a little while. I mean, we just, you know, we had the two opening drives. The two first drives were good, went down. You know, I missed Greg there, and we got a field goal, and then came back and scored a touchdown. Felt good about, you know, it was 10-10 at the time, and then we had some decent drives in the second quarter, but, you know, we just missed some opportunities. And then second half went to more of under-the-center stuff, and have a lot of confidence in that, but we, again, had some opportunities. You know, Greg there probably for a touchdown, get the ball knocked out of my hands. You know, just stuff like that. went against us tonight. You got to give them credit, though. They had a good plan, and they executed better than we did.
Aaron, what did it mean to you to have Joe here and the team to have Joe here today?
That meant a lot. You know, just having him. He spoke to us Saturday morning at his usual time. Everybody was surprised to see him in there. Tough for him and his family this week, obviously, and tough for the guys, too. You know, Thursday was at the wake and Friday the funeral, as were a lot of us, supporting Joe because we care about him, we love him. I think deep down a lot of us wanted to kind of get this one for him and give him some happiness to him and his family during a tough week. Didn't happen.